New Country Z100 at 6:42 this morning. Kenny Chesney, and that's why I'm here. That song, written by one Mark Allen Springer of Nashville, Tennessee. Mark is actually going to be in Southern Illinois tomorrow night at the Benton Civic Center, along with songwriter Wynn Varbel. And they are doing a Nashville Songwriter Night to benefit Morflin College. And I think it's just a really cool opportunity to see just what songs have come from these two individuals. Really is neat. And I've got Mark on the phone line right here, who wrote that number one for Kenny Chesney. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Kent. Thanks for having me.
Brother, thank you for your time. Thank you for getting a hold of us here. How does a songwriter get a song into the hands of Kenny Chesney?
Oh, that's funny. Actually, the way it happened for me is I was co-writing with a buddy of mine, first guy I ever co-wrote with in town, named Jerry Laster.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry was Kenny's band leader at the time, and Jerry played him a song called Grandpa Told Me So, which is a song that James Dean Hicks and I had wrote. And so he just kind of loved the song. Jerry did it, played for Kenny, and Kenny's granddad was a big influence in his life. And anyway, at the time, Kenny was on another record label, and he asked if he could hold the song. He just loved it. And to make a long story short, he recorded that, and then he recorded All I Need to Know, When I Close My Eyes, That's Why I'm Here. So
wow.
It really was it really helped get in the door. And of course, he and I became friends, and at the time, I was kind of saying what he wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When he went to Dadgum Beach, it cut me out because I didn't know much. I didn't write my beach songs. I'm joking.
He went all coastal on you right there, but that's awesome.
I couldn't get out of Arkansas, so RJC.
Now, do you still, travel around and do songwriter nights and things like that? Do you still like to perform, or is this kind of a once-in-a-while type of thing for you here?
Well, I mean, I don't do as much as I used to, but I really still enjoy it. And typically, when you get, especially an hour away from Nashville, mm-hmm. People really appreciate what we do, because it's kind of hard to get that unless you come here at, like, the Bluebird or something similar to that.
Yeah.
I came to town as an artist, so I like performing, and Wynn Varbel, the guy I'm, going to be up there with, he's a hoot, and he's a great artist, so mm-hmm. we enjoy, telling the stories and playing the songs, our versions of the hits, hopefully you will recognize, but they're pretty close to them.
That's the thing I want folks to know. When you go and you see these songwriters, you get to hear how that song, which was the number one song, how it came to be. It's a really cool thing.
Yeah, a lot of times the stories behind the songs sometimes are better than the songs themselves. But I'll tell you something else, too. Just to mention Morflin College, because I kind of stumbled onto that up there through friends and getting to know the folks at the college. And that's a great story. I know you guys up there realize it's a pretty cool thing. But what they've done is kind of gone against the grain and stepped out there to do something. It's finally some good news to hear someone kind of having the courage to, let's start this college and do something like that, and approach it the way they're approaching it, kind of like in the ways of old. And that's a pretty cool concept. So mm-hmm. that excites me about as much as anything, being a part of something to try to help raise some money for a great little cause there.
Absolutely. My guest, Mark Allen Springer, songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee, also the head basketball coach at Ravenwood High School for the girls' team. This dude put himself through college by playing basketball, and now president of the Nashville Songwriters Association International, chairman of the Nashville Songwriters Foundation, up here in Southern Illinois at the Benton Civic Center with songwriter Wynn Varbel in support of Morflin College. That's tomorrow night, March the 21st, the Benton Civic Center. Go to bentonciviccenter.com or follow Morflin College on Facebook for all your ticket information. It should be a great night tomorrow night.
Kent in the Country.
Hey, stick around. We've got a lot more coming up this morning.